Bante, we have 6 questions today.
Okay.
First question, mission number 1 of 6. This is on mindful sitting. Dear Bante, during sitting, after the body awareness and body scanning with your guidance, I start hearing a ringing sound in my ears. This appears very far away, but with a high pitch, and I can observe other sounds in this background. I started using it as a support to establishing mindfulness, similar to accommodating all other sounds and observing them. Want to check with Bante if my understanding is correct that this ringing sound is something happening now and can be observed to establish mindfulness. With metta, that's the end of the question.
I think you are referring to sound of silence, because as you know, when the mind calms down and free from thinking, proliferation, so that inner sound going to be available. It's a very soft, high frequency sound, like crickets, there's a sound. And it's a kind of an indication that the mind has calmed down, mind has relaxed. So you can again and again experience this if it is the sound of silence. So this is a kind of good sign in a way. That we are understanding, okay, mind has calmed down, no tension, mind is relaxing. And again, there may be a situation in the future, this also may disappear, but for the time being, you need to understand, okay, now mind has relaxed and calm and quiet. Okay.
Question number
Back
two.
Back to you, Chamila.
Question number 2 of 6. This is a general question. Dear Venerable Sir, what is the meaning of Pamadena Kampati Sati Bala? As I recall, first by Venerable Sariputta Mahathero. Is it applicable to normal practitioners like us who miss regular practice but know that it needs to be done and we are not mindful all the time? Much merits for your service. That's the end of the question.
Yeah, it's not what you thought. The point is, there are, say you develop a certain amount of mindfulness, and there you come across an area or a stage where mindfulness is available as a quality, as an inner skill. You recognize mindfulness, and you understand, okay, now fair amount of mindfulness is available. I can be mindful continuously throughout the day. I can be mindful. So likewise, you recognize mindfulness as a capacity, mindfulness as a quality, as a skill. You recognize. Now, it is the, what we call as the faculty of mindfulness you are recognizing, the sati indriya. Later, actually, it is further growing to a stage where you know the know-how. You know what are the methods to develop mindfulness. And even when mind get distracted, you are not worried. You are not afraid. Because you know the techniques, how to establish mindfulness, and quickly you can do that also. So as a result of that, what happened is that even when mind is somewhat thinking, which is very much like undesired kind of thinking, still you are not worried. Still you are not, worried about that particular thing, because you know easily you can establish mindfulness. So that is where the sati bala. Pamade na kampati sati bala. So the mind has become heedless, but you are not worried about it because you know how quickly you can establish mindfulness. Again, you can be heedful immediately. You have that strength. You know that you have that potential within you. So that is the stage of sati bala.
Question number 3 of 6. These are all now from the Dhamma Sabha. Dear Bhante, when I hear new Dhamma or deep insight about Dhamma, I try to relate the explanation or concept of the Four Noble Truths. Bhante's explanation about the insights of the book, Concept and Reality, is very valuable and new to us, especially the explanation around Prapancha. It will be great if Bhante can help us to place Prapancha in the workings and link to the Four Noble Truths. With metta, that's the end of the question.
Yeah, maybe we can say Prapancha and thinking are working of the Sankhara Khanda. in terms of the aggregates, fairly it relates to the sankhara khanda and the formations. Actually, the today diagram what I have shown, papancha and the vitakka, the thoughts are indicated belonging to the form, the formations aggregate, sankhara khanda. There are other previous parts belonging to other aggregates. So anyway, the point is, when we are deeply understanding these things, we are able to overcome one particular type of dukkha that is called sankhara dukkha. So when something comes to the mind, when we see something, when we hear a sound, we have the tendency to think about it. We have the tendency to disturb that. We have the tendency to proliferate about it. So that creates immense amount of suffering. Sankhara dukkha. The dukkha, the suffering arisen because of that unnecessary participation, unnecessary putting our hand, unnecessarily interrupting, unnecessarily entangling. Now that all going to be abandoned when fair amount of understanding is available, thorough understanding is available. So that's why the importance of these kinds of books. So we are now trying to go through some deep understanding. I'm not saying that everybody has to have thorough understanding. It depends on the persons. But for some, so these kind of deep understandings are quite eye-opening, so that they calm down themselves. They don't give too much emphasis to thinking. So they turn, take a different turn. So that's why we are trying to learn.
Question number 4 of 6. Bhante, why is prapancha nirodha not mentioned in or visible in the prominent suttas that we know? For example, Dhammacakka Sutta. That's the end of the question.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, we can't say like that. Basically, when the nirodha is mentioned, so it includes prapancha nirodha as well. So, dukkha nirodha indicates papancha nirodha as well, because the nirodha is a nirodha of all aggregates, we can say. Oh, now you are not attached to anything. You are not attached to the rupa, the form aggregate, not attached, entangled to feelings, not entangled to perceptions, formations, consciousness. So the papancha is not something beyond us. It's not something, it is something separate from us. Rather, we often get into that. So whenever we do proper vipassana, papancha vupasama is one essential aspect. We have to calm down thinking. We have to relax thinking. We have to stop unnecessary thinking, overthinking. So that is one essential part. So that means when Buddha discussed about the Nirodha Sacca, definitely it is there. That's why what we call as the Nibbana is represented as Nippapancha. Nippapancha is a synonym for Nibbana. So Nibbana is explained. That means Nippapancha is also explained.
Question number 5 of 6. Here, Bhante, when we are fully attentive to the breathing process and mindful and no thoughts or distractions, can we assume that there is no prapancha at that point? Is this the training for Nippapancha?
Definitely. So, I mean, we can't say that immediately we have a thorough understanding of everything so that we are able to overcome all the papancha. But before that, as you correctly mentioned, this very interesting strategy, say, but as we are keeping our attention onto that, stop too much thinking. So that means we are away from papancha. And similarly, even mindful walking, that is also capable of overcome papancha. So I can fully agree with you.
Question number 6 of 6 is the last one. Bhante, thank you for the excellent explanation of today's book reading. What I can gather is, when we do a bit of practice, we come across vitakka vichara in a controlled manner, and all other times 100% prapancha. That is the end of the question.
Yeah. We can say like that. So more and more life, so that we minimize prapancha, obsessive thinking, as much as possible. So that is very, very essential. That's why we want to bring our practice to the daily activities and incorporate practice into our life. So then only we can say fairly, okay, now I am relaxed, so I am free from prapancha. Now at least I know a little bit of vipassana, because I am free from overthinking, unnecessary thinking. Yeah.
So that was the last question, Vante. So I think we just have only 5 minutes. We can end the program today.
Okay.
So to end the program, first I'd like to thank Vante for his valuable time with the busy schedule at the monastery. And to all the supporters of this program, both seen and unseen, and to all the participants for joining today and practicing and also submitting questions. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Everyone, Sarnai.
Everyone, Sarnai. Thank you very much.